We're going to have a story now from James and Tegan. They're going to share the story. Do you want to say what it is?
This story is called The Diabolical Mr. Tiddles. For as long as he could remember, all Harry had wanted in the whole wide world was a cat, a furry, purry friend to care for and play with. And you'll never guess what. This was Harry's lucky day. Today was Harry's birthday, and a cat is just what he got. What a perfect puss cat, said Harry excitedly. I'll call him Mr. Tiddles. Every day Harry made sure that Mr. Tiddles was as happy as a cat could possibly be. Every night he tucked Mr. Tiddles up on the comfiest armchair and stroked his tummy until he drifted into a dreamy sleep. Harry loved his new friend. Mr. Tiddles loved Harry too, and he wanted to show him how lucky he was to have such a kind friend. First he brought Harry a fresh mouse, but Harry just went a funny colour. Then he left Harry's favourite treat at the bottom of his bed, triple chocolate cream and custard cake with extra banana jam. Mmm, delicious, said Harry as he licked a dollop of cream. But where did this come from? Mr. Tiddles kept quiet. The next day, Harry found a pogo stick and a train tooting its way around his bedroom. What's going on? Where has all this come from? He cried. Mr. Tiddles just grinned. Day by day, things got even more puzzling. Before long, Harry's room was awash with rock star guitars, peculiar paintings, fearsome dinosaurs, yummy jelly beans, and whooshing jetpacks. Then one morning, Harry awoke to find a horse named Alan in his bedroom. It was the last straw. What are you up to, Mr. Tiddles, you rascally cat, he cried. Mr. Tiddles didn't make a sound. He just went a little red in the face. What mischief was Mr. Tiddles getting up to while Harry was asleep? That evening, Harry followed Mr. Tiddles as he vanished into the night, slinging along high wires, leaping across rooftops, and jumping over rickety fences. It was a job for Harry to keep up until
Mr. Tiddles reached the home of the Queen. Oh my, said Harry, as the rascally Moggy squeezed through the railings and started to scale the wall. Mr. Tiddles is a cat burglar. How diabolical. Taking a deep breath, Harry followed Mr. Tiddles over the palace gates, up the palace wall, and into the royal bedroom. Stop! Shouted Harry. Just as Mr. Tiddles swiped the crown right off the royal head, Mr. Tiddles froze, the Queen woke up, and Harry started to fall. Help! He screamed. Whoosh! As quick as a flash, Mr. Tiddles dropped the royal crown and dived across the room. Ah! With a swish and a swoop and some splendid acrobatics, Mr. Tiddles grabbed Harry's shoelace and hauled him back through the window. Phew! That was close, sighed Harry. As he and Mr. Tiddles landed in a heap, at the Queen's slippers. The Queen, however, was not amused. Guards, she called, arrest them both. Arrest these intruders for acts of cheekiness against the crown. No, cried Harry. Please, Your Majesty, Mr. Tiddles isn't a bad cat. He's just been taking things because he cares for me so much. You mean he's stolen other things too? Cried the Queen in dismay. She scratched her royal head and her royal thought popped into her royal brain. It's wrong to steal, she snorted. But I think Mr. Tiddles has learnt his lesson. I can see that he isn't a bad cat. If he promises to give everything back, we'll say no more about it. But Mr. Tiddles looked up at the Queen and gave the cutest furry purry pussycat smile that he could muster. With no time to lose, Mr. Tiddles returned the grand piano to the conductor of the opera house. The whooshing jet back to the astronaut, the noisy guitar to the rock star man, and Alan to a very relieved cowboy. When they were finished, Harry gave Mr. Tiddles his biggest, bestest, squeezy hug. The two of them agreed then and there that having each other was the best present anyone could wish for. Aww. The end.
Aww. That's lovely.
Well, well done, guys.
That was really good.
So who's that by?
That book is by Tom McLaughlin.
That was done in a very good accent, yeah. Tom McLaughlin.
Very, very impressed. Well done, guys. You read that beautifully together. Radio Way. So we're going to have another story with these two fabulous children from Stepgate School. Kids, over to you. What are you going to read to us?
We're going to read The Queen's Knickers, and it's our teacher's special book.
Well, how fantastic.
The Queen likes to dress smartly, so she has an enormous wardrobe for her clothes and a slightly smaller chest of drawers for all her knickers. Dillies looks after the Queen's knickers. She has a special trunk for when the Queen goes away. The Queen's knickers, the Queen's knickers. One day the trunk went missing. It caused a great crisis and was only just sorted out before it reached the news at 10. The trunk had got mixed up with a picnic hamper. Official HM knicker guide. The Queen has knickers for all occasions. Royal weddings, state funerals, Balmoral woolen, and every day.
She also has horse riding with extra padding, foreign visits, garden parties, and at home. At the opening parliament, the Queen wears her VIPs, very important pair. There is no picture of these, but here is the safe where they're locked up with the other state secrets. When she travels, she has a special knickers with a small parachute inside them, just in case. She has another pair for when she's on board a ship. But her most special knickers are her Christmas knickers. They're a gift from Scandinavia and are traditionally decorated with real holly, which is why she keeps her Christmas sessions very short. The royal knickers, though, are her most valuable. They are made of pure silk with gold thread and encrusted with diamonds, emeralds and rubies. They were first worn by Queen Victoria and are rather baggy. Why, I wonder what knickers the Queen would wear if she visited our school. There'd be a terrific flap at the palace. Call the royal knicker maker, Delise. Oh no, far too fancy. Oh no, far too frilly. Oh no, far too plain. Oh no, far too silly. I shall just have to wear my everyday knickers. Then the poor queen would feel very awkward, as she's so particular about her clothes. But I would tell her something to put her at ease. Don't worry about your knickers, Your Majesty, I'd whisper. You see, no one can see them anyway. Then she'd be sure to send a special note to me afterwards by the Royal Mail saying, Her Majesty wishes to inform you that her visit was most enjoyable and very comfortable.
Well, 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 the Queen's knickers. That was brilliant. Now, I must ask, Mrs. Thompson, where did this book come from? What's the meaning of it?
Well, it was given to me as a child.
It's fantastic.
But I've just had a message from Mrs. Barnes and Matthew at school, and they say you're doing a cracking job.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, I hope that's aimed at the children, not the presenters. Because we are rubbish.